Subscribers of the National Health Insurance Scheme NHIS in the Ashanti region are being denied free healthcare services by private healthcare facilities. This follows a boycott of the pilot capitation program by members of the Society of Private Medical and Dental Practitioners as a result of a misunderstanding between the society and the National Health Insurance Authority. Our correspondent Nicholas Osewusu has been monitoring the situation and now joins us on the line to update us on it. So, Nicholas, tell us which areas you visited and for how long has this been happening?
This morning, I went around some of the facilities, notably City Hospital at the Babayara, near the Babayara Sports Stadium, and Nyam Hospital at Afunkwanta, and then also at the St. Edward Clinic, St. Edward Clinic at Asafo. We also had gathered information from the medical director of the facility, who is a member of the society, that after speaking to a number of his colleagues at other members of facilities, they all confirmed to him that they have also joined the fray. Now, when I went to the city hospital near the Babayara Sports Stadium, after speaking to senior officials, they kept quiet over the issue, but some informant within the facility confirmed that from this morning they had stopped seeing patients under the National Health Insurance Scheme. And after interacting with some of their clients who had visited the facility, it also came to bear that for health insurance card bearers who visited there either had to pay fiscal cash for treatment or had to seek care elsewhere. I spoke to especially one elderly woman aged about 76, 80 thereabouts, and he claimed that he is a regular visitor to the facility. But anytime she goes there, because of her membership with her National Health Insurance Scheme, she is seen to without any upfront payment. But today when she visited the facility, even though she went with a card, she was made to pay for every service rendered to her. Then at the Anuem Clinic at Afunkwanta, the situation was quite different from what was pertaining at the City Hospital near Babayara Sports Stadium. According to Dr. Ni Oku, who is also said to be a clinical auditor of the National Health Insurance Authority, patients are not totally denied of free health care. They are rather treated under the health insurance scheme, the prevailing system, that is under the Ghana Drugs-Related Diseases System, which has been operating all this while. Under that system, the patients will be seen to, and then their particulars taken and the claims sent to the National Insurance Health Authority for reimbursement.
Yes, Nicholas.
Hello.
So far, you've been talking about the private healthcare facility. So, what's the situation at government and mission hospitals?
In fact, that is according to the medical director of St. Edward's Clinic at Asafo. Those patients who have been visiting his facility since morning, they either pay fiscal cash for their treatment or they visit government or mission hospitals, and that has also been made clear by the National Health Insurance Authority, that if anybody is denied healthcare services by these private facilities, they have the option of public facilities and those of the missing clinics. They have confirmed that to us. So that is the situation. So patients now have the option of going to or seeking care from government facilities or those of the missing healthcare facilities.
Thank you, Nicholas Osewusu. He's our regional correspondent in Kumasi.